For years, a 32-acre parcel of land near Chinatown was a neglected train yard full of weeds and empty tracks. Some business leaders floated a plan to convert it into an industrial center, but community activists say they had a better idea. Make it a park. But the path to what is today Los Angeles State Historic Park, a park that, by the way, is opening officially this weekend, has been a bumpy trek. And KCRW's Frances Anderton and her team at Design and Architecture have been watching the story for a long time. She's with me right now for today's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Now, first of all, where exactly is this plot of land and how long has it sat vacant?
Well, as you said, it's in a somewhat industrial area that's at the edge of downtown. It's between Spring Street Bridge and North Spring and Broadway. It's south of Dodger Stadium. If you know Nick's Diner, it's across from there. It's a kind of a teardrop shape.
All right, well, this whole process, Frances, to where we are today began many years ago, 16 years ago to be specific. Why the hang up for so long to make this a park?
Parks do take some time. They had to acquire the park. Then they started a design process which involved quite a high-profile competition. They brought in a noted landscape designer called George Hargreaves. He came up with quite an ambitious plan. Then we had a big recession in 07, so they dialed back their plans. They started on a process of intensive community outreach. They came up with a more modest scheme. They still had to acquire the funding for that. Along the way, they found contaminants on the site. Then there was a drought that made it hard to actually start to grow some plants. So there's been all sorts of hiccups along the way, but the park's ready to go, and it's looking pretty impressive.
You mentioned the drought and the other hiccups, the contaminated soil in that area and all of that, and they actually had a problem bringing water in, potable water.
Well, one of the, I guess, conditions of creating this park is that the state could not use potable water to water it. So they've had to truck in recycled water. When we were there today, Avishai Artsy and I, when we went down to check it out, they told us they have just forged the pipe connection to recycled water. I should say, by the way, that water and LA's relationship to it is a feature of the park. The park is divided into three zones. There's a zone that's for playing, grassy area. There's a zone that's more historical. You can find some of the historical artifacts. And then there's a zone that they're calling habitat, and it's dry, today it's dry riverbed. A few weeks ago, it was what they called a lake. As the rains tip down, and that water will be infiltrated down, and children will be able to come. There's a site where you can look down and see and study, I guess, the Los Angeles riverbed and sort of learn about our relationship to water.
It's a fascinating story because while all of these hang-ups were going on and these hiccups, as you say, this park, this piece of land was used for other things as well. I know there were several music festivals that were going on there. I mean, it was an open piece of land near downtown LA.
Sure. I think probably a lot of people can remember the Not a Cornfield Project, and absolutely FYF, 70,000 people down there. We were told actually today that they're going to dial back the scale of the festivals.
Can this park, Frances, serve as a model for solving land use skirmishes in other parts of the city and other parts of California?
Well, absolutely. And to tell you how, I think we should turn to Sean Woods. He's superintendent of Los Angeles State Historic Park. He has been in charge of this whole project, and he sees this park as very much a way forward for park design and construction in the 21st century.
As the state becomes more diverse, more urban, we really need to reach out to those urban constituents to engage them with the state park system and make them also aware of what's at stake in terms of climate change and sort of the challenges we're going to face with population increases and resource depletion.
That's going forward. This park opens this weekend.
And everybody's invited to come and enjoy the music, the food, the celebration that will go with opening this park.
Frances Anderton, host of KCRW's Design and Architecture with today's DNA on ATC. Frances.
You're so welcome, Steve.